It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted Lina is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute. It is debate night, Ted, with the VP candidates. We have not seen J.D. Vance and Tim Walz interact with each other before. They're both really newcomers to the political spotlight. So where are expectations this morning going into this, do you think?
Good morning, Brian and Susan, and thank you for having me on. I'm very excited about this debate, primarily because each candidate is relatively unknown on the national level, and I think expectations are all over the place. I really don't think anybody knows what to expect. My biggest concern, which did not happen in the last presidential debate, is please answer the questions. There's no sense of fact-checking if a person doesn't even answer the question. I took the first question from the last debate and had my students watch it, and they laughed. So they each had 2 minutes. There was 30 seconds devoted to actually answering the question, and the moderators don't call them on that. So if they answer the questions, that's what I'm going to be watching tonight. And obviously how they present themselves. It's going to be critical, I think, that they are very relaxed, knowledgeable, and don't get into name-calling. Talk about solutions to problems.
What's the way around what you just described? Because that's really kind of become the norm over the last however many years, where a question, it's not really a question, or at least that's not how it's treated. It's just, well, a little suggestion that you can segue into whatever you want your talking point to be. I mean, do we need to start having a whole section of a debate where it's like, hey, no 2 minutes, yes or no questions, one word answers, go? Is it something like that that could get around it?
I think, Brian, what needs to be done, and I've done this occasionally, but I have to say that most of the candidates at our debates do answer the questions, or at least attempt to. I think what you have to do is say, with all due respect, you did not answer the question. Let me restate the question. But nobody's doing that. And as I said before, because these debates have been poorly conducted for years, candidates can answer a question that they wish they got, and they constantly are reframing the question or using the time to rebut what the other candidate responded to that doesn't even address the initial question. I do think also that we don't spend enough time vetting our VPs. I mean, since 1841 to 1974, our first president died. We've had 8 presidents die. And then in 1974, obviously, President Nixon resigned and Gerald Ford became president. This is a very critical position. Unfortunately, the framers devoted little time to the office. The only reason they even created the office was to help select the president. And that's why the VP has virtually no power other than the president of the Senate and a tiebreaker. But it's a critical position, and we have to be, I think, more concerned with their potential to be the president, their leadership capabilities, rather than balancing the ticket or not overshadowing the presidential candidate. It's become way too much about helping a president win rather than who would be best suited to run the country, when we've had this happen 9 times now. 9 times, and that's not insignificant.
Well, Ted, tonight Vance is expected to go after Walz. Vance is an experienced debater, and it seems many Democrats are worried that Walz won't be able to handle the attacks coming from Vance. He's admitted that he's not a good debater. I mean, how do you think that'll be pulled off tonight? And does Vance have to worry not to be a bully up there?
Absolutely. Obviously, they each have weak points. J.D., Vance, you know, childless cat ladies, Haitians eating cats and dogs. Walz referred to weapons he carried in war, which when he was never in combat. They have to address the issues. I think to rise above this debate, you need to be very professional, answer the questions, avoid personal attacks. If you do that, the other candidate stands out as being very weak and not well prepared for the debate. I would love to hear solid answers with not just what I'm going to do, but how are you going to do it? And I think this is an opportunity for each party to present something substantive that voters can latch onto rather than what I will do. Anybody can throw out what I'm going to do. Well, how are you going to do it? And that's what I would love to see. And I'm very interested in how they respond. As I said, I'm going to watch carefully each candidate. Did they answer the question or not? And then were they substantive or they just used generalities?
Ted, you mentioned the importance of vetting a VP candidate, maybe now more than ever, right? On one side of the aisle, you have somebody who survived now 2 assassination attempts. On the other, somebody who replaced a president on the ticket, a vice president who replaced the president on a ticket. I mean, should people be watching this and looking at the two candidates saying, well, it's not just the other person in the room, it's somebody who very well likely may end up president?
Absolutely, Brian. In 2020, during the Democratic primary, who would have ever thought that the current vice president would be running for president of the United States in 4 years? She polled very poorly, dropped out of the race in 2020 very early, and now she's running for president of the United States. This cannot be taken for granted. We have to look at these debates very seriously, and I think give tremendous thought to who we're voting for and why. The big thing, though, in any debate, is not to make a mistake. And if a mistake is made, that's what's amplified by the media. And I think that's what they're probably both going to try to avoid. And I would definitely avoid the personal attacks. We've had too much of that, and we need to get down to the issues.
Well, Ted, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll get your take tomorrow morning on what we see tonight. Thank you. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.